This is Dr. Greg Williams, Superintendent of Mosquito Control for the Hudson Regional Health Commission, with an important message about Zika virus. The news about Zika virus can be a cause for concern for some people. Let's talk about ways you can reduce your chances of getting Zika from the bite of an infected mosquito. First, you should know that we don't expect to see Aedes aegypti, the primary type of mosquito that causes Zika here in New Jersey. The maps recently released by the CDC include New Jersey, but all this means is that at some point in time, that mosquito was seen here. We do, however, have its cousin, Aedes albopictus, also known as the Asian tiger mosquito. Mosquito professionals are currently monitoring to see how easily these mosquitoes can transmit Zika virus in the United States. Luckily, there are things that you can do to reduce the chances of getting bitten by an infected mosquito. Get rid of all standing water on your property. Anything that can hold water for more than a few days can quickly produce adult mosquitoes. Some common sources of standing water are saucers beneath potted plants, buckets, clogged gutters and especially plastic corrugated downspouts, old tires, kiddie pools and other children's toys, and pet dishes, just to name a few. Use EPA-approved mosquito repellents containing DEET, picaridin, or oil of lemon eucalyptus, being sure to follow all label directions. Wear long sleeves and pants to cover exposed skin, and when indoors, use air conditioning if possible and make sure door and window screens are in good repair. While Zika virus can be a cause for concern, we don't expect to see large outbreaks here in the United States. Following the tips just mentioned will lessen your chances of getting sick from mosquito-borne diseases like Zika, chikungunya, and West Nile virus. And remember, we in Mosquito Control are doing everything possible to reduce your exposure to mosquitoes. Do your part and zap Zika.